Comrade Cooper.
Mr. Cooper. I hate to interrupt your labors up there. I know what a pleasant assignment you got, but I wanted to visit with you a minute and tell you we were thinking of you, and we got a little question at a press conference yesterday, and I asked my press secretary to get it to you as soon as we could so you would understand what transpired here and what they asked us and what how we replied. Did you get Bill Moyer's wire?
Yes, I did.
Here's our situation, Mr. Cooper.
Wait just a moment. I'm not sure I got his wire. I had a friend here that I thought was good.
It's the New York Times. They'll have the full text of it if you get that this morning. I ask that it be wired to you as the inquiry was placed to me and as I replied to it. In any event, what I wanted to say was that I look to you and your associates in this rather critical period that I'm facing to negotiate peacefully a decent and responsible settlement. And I feel that neither the companies or the union want a disruption of work, or I don't think they want an inflationary situation in the country. And I, as president, regard both the people that you speak for, the industry and the union, to be my friends and to want to do what's best for their country, and I don't feel that I should try to impose or dictate while you're discussing there at this time what kind of a settlement should be negotiated. I think that all of us through the years have seen the wisdom of free collective bargaining. I have information and responsibilities concerning the national interest, and I have made clear that there are what I think and what the best experts in representing all the people think about our guidelines and where our national interest lies. Now, there's been some rumor and some gossip that we didn't mean it, or we had some doubts. That's a lot of poppycock. We feel definitely that we, from all the facts we can see, the wages being paid, production that's being done, the profits that are being racked up, and the imports that are coming in, and all these things, we think we do know what the national interest indicates. But we want you and the union people to try to stay there in Pittsburgh and probably involve some give and take on both sides and try to work this out in the American way without adversely affecting the national interest. And all I expect of you, and I think I have a right to expect this, is not to get down specific details and try to dictate, but to say to you that I believe I have a right to ask for your cooperation in what is in the national interest, and if you do that, I believe we can find a solution in the American way.
Responsibility.
Well, I was rather cheered by what I saw in the Wall Street Journal. I asked my council of economic advisors to check it this morning, Thursday, August 26, page 1, on production and steel making efficiency, and I think that's what's made our country great, is that kind of management, that kind of industrial leadership. But I have to look at these figures of our exports are down and our imports are up. Problems with the monetary situation, Mr. Fowler, and them are just getting ready to go across now on that. Vietnam is always haunting you, just looking over your shoulder. And I just know that through a give and take, that you people, in the light of what all these other things I have to think about too, that y'all can, you're not too far apart, and you can get together, and I just hope you do it.
Okay, sir, we'll do our best.
Okay, thank you.